By sometime September, hopefully early September, Father Mark will be with us. And but you know what? We've been blessed to have lay people and other priests and ministers from other churches be here to speak to us. And you know, one of those people, a special person with us who's been in the church about 60-something years. Is that right, Tim?
Seems that way.
Dr. Tim Key, who is just so faithful, and we're just looking forward. We're looking forward to hearing from you for a while. So we've decided, Father Don decided to let him use technology this morning, which that's not usual for Don. So he's not used to it, but we're praying that God will help him through that. But we're really glad to have Tim with us this morning. Amen?
Amen.
No, I'm fine. This is a real simple word, and as Father Don was praying earlier, it's a simple word, but it can go as deep as you want it to and as deep as you'll let it. And to kind of prepare us for this word, what I want us to do is to do some word pictures. And with these word pictures, what I'm hoping to accomplish is that you'll be in the right mind frame, the right mindset, and you'll be a little more receptive to what the simple word is. And hopefully, it'll go a whole lot deeper than just what the words are. Because if I just gave the word, we go, oh, okay, that's nice. We go out the door, and we'd go on our way. But I think if you develop these word pictures, let them sink in about the picture I'm trying to set with this, we'll be where we want to be with this. First of all, most of us, especially the young people, are going to be able to go back to that first day of high school, the night before. You probably didn't sleep well if you slept at all. Then you got to school, and you're wondering, okay, did I wear the right clothes? Do I have the right backpack? Do I remember the combination of my locker so I'm not going to look like a doofus when I'm trying to open this thing up and it won't do anything? Am I going to make it to the right class? Is the bell going to go off before I sit down? Is my teacher going to call on me the first day? And then, you know, am I going to have the friends that I had in junior high? Are they going to like me still? Is my haircut okay? All that. Fast forward to another word picture. College. Okay, do my parents really have to drive me down to school? And they're dropping me off in the dorm. They're taking all the stuff up. My dad looks really old today. And that trunk is getting heavier and heavier with him. Now, my roommate, we talked. Did they really get the same sheets? Did they really get the same blankets? Or are we going to be color coordinated in our room? And if you even went the steps further, do I really want to pledge a fraternity or a sorority? Am I going to get in the one I wanted? Are the people going to like me? Am I going to get blackballed the first day? Is it really only 5 minutes across to the science building for my first class? And does it really start at 9:05 and not 9 o'clock? And do I really have a backpack big enough to carry the books I'm going to need all day? And then there's that first night. You don't sleep that night either, but you wake up. You wake up in plenty of time to get to the building. You do manage to find the right classroom, and your professor is there, and everything's going well. Fast forward again, and I know this from observation. You've been planning this wedding a long time. Everything's been prepared. You spent this last week making sure that the caterers are going to be at the right place at the right time with the right food. The cake is going to be ready. It's going to taste like you want it to taste. Your dress is perfect. Maybe not the one that you envisioned when you were 8 years old, but it's in the budget, so it's okay. You're still, the night before, you're anticipating, did I really hear God right when he said this was the one? Did I really hear God right when he said this is what you've been prepared for? Then you're back there with your dad, and you're thinking about, okay, am I going to trip over my train? Is the ring bearer going to toss the rings like the flower girls tossing the petals? Am I going to remember the words? Is the kiss going to be the right time, the right length? And am I going to get the names right? Okay. Move on a little bit more. Your first day at work. The job interview went well. Everything seems to be set up right. Still, is that card key really going to get me in the parking deck? And is it going to get me into the elevator and up to the floor that I need to be at? Is my desk going to be ready? Is my boss going to like me? You go through all these things and all those things in those life events. We really have a lot of anticipation for them. There's a lot of buildup. There's both positive buildup and negative buildup. There's the anticipation. There's the anxiety, will it go okay? All right, now that I've got you thinking about that, the word I got a few weeks ago was, Church of the Reconciler, you are on the verge of crossing your Jordan into the Promised Land. All those prophecies, all those visions, all those words, you're about to step into them. The thing to keep in mind is that we want to be with God. We want to commit ourselves to God. We want to trust in God. And don't be anxious. We want to remember God is God. I'm going to read from the English Standard Version, and then I'm going to use the message to kind of back it up, and I'm also going to paraphrase the message as it seems to fit what I want to say. So, being with God and being committed to God. From Psalms 37, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. In other words, keep company with God. Get in on the best. Open up before God. Hold nothing back. He'll do whatever needs to be done. Quiet down before God. Be prayerful before him. From Proverbs 16, commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. The Lord has made everything for its purpose. Put God in charge of your work. Then whatever's planned will take place. And think about that for a little bit. Once we delight, that's one of my favorite verses in Psalms, is Psalm 37 about delighting in the Lord. And then, you know, the things will fall into place. What we have to think about is that if we commit ourselves to the Lord, our ways become his ways become our ways. Then everything fits into place, everything works. It's not our agendas, it's his agenda. It's his work. But we're delighted to do that work. The next, Trust in God and don't be anxious. Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. In other words, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure everything out on its own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. In Psalm 55, cast your burden upon the Lord and He will sustain you. Pile your troubles on God's shoulders. They're big enough. He'll carry your load. He'll help you out. And then from Philippians 4, the Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, in prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let your petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns, and before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness will come and settle you down with everything coming together for good. It's wonderful what happens when worry is displaced by Jesus as the center of our lives. And then from 1 Peter 5, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, casting all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you. Be sober-minded and be watchful. To put it another way, God's strong hand is on you. Live carefree before God, for He cares very deeply for you. Yet at the same time, keep a cool head. Stay alert. Keep your guard up. Keep a firm grip on your faith. Trust in God and don't be anxious. Finally, remember, God is God. 1 Thessalonians 5. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. If He says it, He'll do it. It's done. Deuteronomy 7. Know, therefore, that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God. So, know this. God your God is God indeed, a God you can depend upon. We've already heard it today from George and from Father Don, and then when Father Don was praying, this is a simple message, but it's a message that can go very deep for all of us. It can go to different levels. It can go to those anxious places in our hearts, especially as we're looking at doing something different, something new. We also, in thinking about those visions, those words that have been spoken to us, this fountain that's supposed to be bursting up and just flowing out the door, the balcony that we're, the older members are supposed to be looking down on the new things that are going on. We all want to be part of that, but we also don't want to be, you know, left behind. We also don't want to, you know, we don't want to get it wrong. We also don't want to feel like that's already passed us by. It hasn't. God is saying, you're standing on the shoreline of the Jordan. You're looking over into the promised land, the promises, the visions, the prophecies. the words that have been spoken. Tomorrow, those things are going to be coming to pass for you. And think back as Lori was reading from Deuteronomy. All those things that had gone on before. You know, their grandparents, their parents told these people, you know, in Egypt, God brought the plagues. He drove Egypt to its knees with his power and might. The Red Sea parted. We walked on dry land across it. And in the wilderness, you've been fed with manna. Your shoes didn't wear out. My shoes wear out in a couple of years. 40 years, they walked in the desert. Their shoes didn't wear out. They didn't get sore feet. My feet are already sore today. Think about it. And what did Joshua say to them the day before they crossed the Jordan? He walked through the camp and was telling them, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. What could be more than what he had already done for them? But he said, concentrate yourselves because a special day tomorrow is coming. The God is going to do wonders amongst you. That's what he's saying to us today. God is going to do wonders amongst us. We've just got to walk across the dry riverbed of the Jordan into the promises that he's promised for this church, this parish. So, things to keep in mind again. Spend time with God. Be with God. Commit yourselves to God. Trust in God. And don't be anxious. Remember, God is God. He said it. It's done. It will come to pass. Amen. Amen.
Good word. Let's stand and confess our faith.